This is Retro Sports Radio. Visit RetroSeasons.com for more sports history.
What All America is talking about. This week, All America is talking about one of the most exciting World Series in baseball history. Right now, I'd like to have you meet one of the great players whose sensational relief pitching made World Series history and qualifies him to be New York's favorite son. The fellow who rushes in with the Novocaine when the bases are loaded, Fireman Joe Page, ladies and gentlemen. That applause is for you, Joe, and I'll bet there are a lot of people sitting at their loudspeakers tonight applauding your great performances of the series.
You think there are people listening?
Oh, you're wondering too, huh? Look, don't throw any curves, Joe. The season's over. You know that, don't you? And I bet you're happy about it, too. Pitching in those games must be a terrific strain.
It is, Bob. There's a lot of tension, and you want to make every minute count. Did you ever feel that way?
Yeah, when I was making the pale face with Jane Russell. Well, what are your plans now, Joe?
Well, the first thing I want to do is rest up a bit. You know, I'm tired.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The series has taken so much out of me, too.
Out of you?
Sure. Don't forget, you were only out in the field. I was up in the bleachers with the Dodgers fans. Dodger fan, that's an atomic bomb with a Brooklyn accent. What fans over there? An argument came up at home plate. I was drinking a Coke and the guy next to me threw the bottle.
So?
Hmm?
So?
I was still holding on to it. So, he says. Where are you going on your vacation, Joe?
Oh, there's a little lake up in the High Sierras. I go up there hunting, put my decoys out, and just keep shooting away.
Yeah, well, how many ducks do you get?
Oh, there's no ducks around there, Bob. I just shoot at the decoys.
Well, why do you like to shoot at decoys?
Well, because from a distance, they look like the umpires.
Well, Joe, I'd like to pause here for a moment to introduce a fellow who is one of the outstanding athletes of our day, a boy who went from the gridiron to the baseball diamond, whose power batting contributed mightily in helping Brooklyn win the National League pennant. Ladies and gentlemen, the sensational second baseman of the Dodgers, Jackie Robinson, right here. It's a real thrill having you with us tonight.
Well, thank you very much, Bob.
Now, you're not nervous in front of all these people, are you? If you are, just steal a few bases, then we'll start talking.
No, I'm all right, Bob, but tonight's a sad night over there across the river.
Why, what do you mean?
Well, that tree that grows in Brooklyn is now a weeping willow.
Isn't that swell? Jackie, I guess that $5,000 you got as a player's share will come in pretty handy, won't it?
$5,000? Is that what we got, Bob?
Jack, you mean you don't know how much you got? How come?
Oh, Mrs. Robinson's been sitting on it since Sunday night.
Your wife grabs the money that fast, Jackie?
Bob, she grabs that money faster than I can say Jack Robinson, and that's my name.
But Jackie, I'm sure all of us would like to know. Tell us, how do you feel out there in the field in a close game with 70,000 pairs of eyes watching you?
Well, we get pretty nervous, Bob. You know, we're always afraid of dropping one.
Yeah, I feel the same way every Tuesday night. I have to be careful. They make them clean them up here till they make them... Jackie, you've met Joe Page here.
Yeah, too many times in this series. How you doing, Joe?
Well, don't say it like that. There'll be other years, you know. Hiya, Joe. He sounds like Tito talking to Stalin.
You played a great series, Jackie. Yes, sir, you really made time around those bases. Tell me, how do you keep in such good shape?
Oh, I usually do about 10 miles of road work every day.
Well, personally, I start out with 3 hours of calisthenics every morning.
And then I go over to the gym and box 20 rounds.
Well, I prefer a couple hours of weightlifting with 300-pound weights.
Anyone for ping pong? But you know, it's a wonderful having you fellas with me tonight. The three of us, all great baseball players.
The three of us, Bob? Who'd you ever play with?
Who'd I play with? For 4 years, I was letterman on Vassar.
But, Bob, Vassar's a girls' school. How could you play on their baseball team?
I used to take my showers at home. I'll never forget the big game. Vassar versus Smith versus Wellesley.
How could three teams play in one game?
Oh, what do girls know?
Well, come to think of it, Bob, you are built pretty well. You could be a ball player.
Oh, I thought you'd notice it sooner or later. Thank you.
Sure, Bob, you could stand on first base and your stomach could steal over to second.
Now, wait a minute.
And on the way over, you could trip the shortstop with your nose.
No. Has Casey Stengel been writing your material, boy? Well, I'll tell you, fellas, I'll stick to my racket and you stick to yours. And believe me, your two clubs put on a display of great baseball and fine sportsmanship that was a tribute to the game.
Thanks, Bob, and we feel that whether you're in the game or not...
There's no business like baseball business, like no business we know.
Whether you are short or tall and lanky, it doesn't really matter where you're from.
You've always got a chance to be a Yankee,
or you can wind up a bum.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, fellas, I'd like to know one thing. What is that you're doing there?
Well, Bob, we're singing.
Now, you may be singing, but your tonsils are still on the bench.
Yes, sir, there's no people like baseball people.
But wait, that isn't all.
The day you start at training camp, you're in a whirl.
Can't drink or smoke, you can't kiss a girl.
I'd only wish a thing like that on Milton Berle.
Play ball, brother, play ball. There's no series like World Series, like no series we know.
I'm proud to say that I played for the Yankees.
I tried to bring the Brooklyn Dodgers fame.
I spent 4 years at Bellevue Subnormal. And then sold hot dogs at the game. With lots of mustard, everybody
hey,
knows that you're
hey,
a he-he-he.
Hey,
everybody.
Hey,
yes, Jack.
Tell me, what was that?
That was singing. What's the matter? Don't you like my voice?
You sound like Kirsten Flagstead at half mast.
That's better than the way it's written. Oh, you threw me, boy. Where do we go now? Oh, yes, at half mast. Get in quick, fellas.
We said there's no series like the World Series.
But wait, that isn't all.
You make an error and the crowd thinks you're a dope.
You claim you're safe, but the ump says nope.
Be glad that they don't pay you off in bars of soap.
Play ball, brother, play ball. We don't mean checkers. Play ball, brother, play ball.
All thanks for the memory of our World Series games, the democracy acclaims. Of Joe DiMaggio and Jackie Robb, of all great baseball names. We thank you so much. Who wrote this, Cole Hope? Ladies and gentlemen, October the 12th, 13th, 14th, and 15th, we're going up Canada way. Going up to Toronto, Montreal, Guelph, Ontario, and Windsor, Canada. Going to be there 12th, 13th, 14th. Looking forward to that trip because a lot of friends up there. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank, just so a big bouquet of thanks, little old Manhattan, the town here with the king-size buildings, and the king-size baseball teams. Believe me, there's no bigger thrill than coming to the big town for the World Series.
And I'd like to say that New York may be big, but that baseball is bigger. Baseball is the number one game of the nation, where every kid has a chance to grow up and be president or play center field for the Yankees or second base for the Dodgers. Yes, sir, baseball is American as America's first pennant, the one that Betsy Ross made. And a word about the community chest. You know, that chest is like baseball, too. It takes crippled youngsters with two strikes on them and sees that they draw a walk. And when you're in trouble, it sends in the pinch hitter. 365 days a year, it's in there pitching. So let's see that the community chest, like the Yankees and the Dodgers, have a big season. Good night, ladies and gentlemen.